morning, Your Honors. Philip Bronson for the appellant, Mr. Criscone. And I would like to address briefly the argument about vindictiveness and the government's contention that the sentence that was imposed, including the 800 hours of community services, was not as severe or more severe than the one that was originally imposed. And the government's argument is that because defendant essentially traded 1 year of supervised, the defendant traded 1 year of imprisonment for 2 years of supervised release and 800 hours of community service. It seems to me the government's essential claim is that there was a fair trade for the 1 year of imprisonment for the 2 years of supervised release. But going back to the revocation sentencing itself, the probation office sent a sentencing consideration in which they noted that the violation for supervised release in this particular case called for 3 to 9 months under the guidelines, 3 to 9 months time in prison. If the judge had ordered, and at the sentencing hearing, defense counsel urged that appellant be sentenced to the low end of the guidelines of 3 months. And our argument is that the 3 months, the defendant here should have been sentenced to the 3 months, the low term of the guidelines of 3 months. And therefore, if he had, there would be no fair exchange here. Instead,
are you saying that the trial judge was in error in not accepting the urging of appellant's counsel to impose 3 months as a revocation sentence and committed an error in saying 1 year?
Yes.
What was the
error? No, he sentenced him to 2 years. Following revocation of supervised release, the district court judge sentenced him to 2 years. And our argument on that appeal was that the judge had not properly considered all of the sentencing guidelines.
But that was, and your appeal won, and he came back for a resentencing.
And
why don't we talk about what happened after you won your appeal?
Well, my argument is that this sentence here has to be taken in context.
What is it you're complaining about?
Well, the original complaint in this appeal is that after the initial sentence, there was no 800 hours of community service.
But he cut back on his jail time, right?
And he cut back.
How much did he cut back?
On the jail time of one. There was 1 year left to go.
1 year left to go. So he doesn't have to spend another year in prison. He's got 800 hours of community service.
But our argument is that the first time, the judge incorrectly sentenced him to 2 years imprisonment. He should never have received 2 years.
I don't see how you're going to get anywhere where you're going with that. I know we have to have the background. But here, now the judge, you're before the judge. The government says we want a request sentence of 1 year, time served, with 2 years of further supervision. And the judge says, okay, 2 years of further supervision with 800 hours of community service. And you're saying 800 hours is presumed vindictive? Is that your position?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
I looked over the sentencing transcript, and then they said something like, upon the defendant being exonerated, defendant would be discharged from custody. I suppose that means when he finishes the supervision. And everybody said, thank you, Your Honor, including the defendant. And reading this, I got the feeling that everybody was kind of happy with that. I know that the judge did not have to accept either one of those U.S. Attorney's recommendation. He didn't the first time, as a matter of fact. So it's hard for you to tell me what we should do with this case. What do you think? Tell me what you want us to do.
We would like the 800 hours of community service struck from the judgment.
You got any case that says we should do that?
If it was a vindictive sentence, there's cases. The government argues that there was no vindictiveness at this sentence.
Do you know how many hours he would have spent in jail if he had done an extra year? I just did the mathematics. It would be 8,760 hours, right? Now, that's 10 times more than 800 hours of community service.
But
do you think it's vindictive to give him 800 hours of community service and have him do 8,760 hours in jail? Granted, he'd probably be asleep one-third of the time, right?
If he had followed the sentencing guidelines, instead of the two-year sentence, he should have had a three-month sentence. That's what
he didn't have discretion to impose a one-year sentence?
Well, he imposed a two-year sentence. The defendant served 1 year of it. So there was 1 year left, and in exchange for that 1 year that was left. But our argument is that there should never have been, I don't have any authority for it, but arguing that there should not have been the 1 year left to go, he should have had 3 months or a maximum of 9 months, and then there would have been nothing to exchange. That's just in terms of equity. And on that, I would submit, unless there's any further questions.
What about that last point, counsel?
Sorry, Your Honor.
What about the counsel's last point that when the two-year sentence had been found to be erroneous and reversed on appeal, remanded for resentencing, guidelines should have been 3 to 9 months, and they shouldn't have even considered 1 year or the remaining 1 year in prison in calculating the 800 hours?
We note with respect to that the sentence, in fact, wasn't reversed because it was substantively an error. It was reversed because the district court had failed to state reasons under McBell. So it wasn't that a two-year sentence couldn't be justified. It was that the district court had not complied with Rule 32 in so doing. And we'd submit that, in fact, the two-year sentence was justified because it had this was defendant's second alcohol-related offense within a little over a year while being on supervised release.
So there was no finding that 2 years was an improper sentence.
That's correct, Your Honor. It was at the top of the statutory maximum.
The judge apparently doesn't like to give reasons because he didn't give any reasons for the 800 hours either, did he?
No, Your Honor, he did not.
So what do we do? Should we remand and ask him to give us reasons for that?
This court could, but we would submit that under the appropriate test for vindictiveness, the court looks at the entire record, not simply to what the district court did or did not say. And we'd submit that here, you know, the threshold question is whether essentially saying time served, the 1 year, plus 2 year supervised release with 800 hours of community service is more severe than the two-year sentence initially imposed, and we would submit that it simply is not.
One of the things that bothers me, and may it's not on the record, maybe you can help me on it. I had a little bit of concern because one of the reasons given by the defense was his mother needs help, and he shouldn't be incarcerated. He can help his mother. Apparently, she's disabled. So now the judge gives him 800 hours of supervised of community service. That's 80 days, is it, or something? 8 hours a day, 10 days.
As I calculated, if he were to do it, it could be broken down into either 7 hours a week over the period of supervised release that remained, or if he chose to do it in sort of a 40-hour week, as if he were doing sort of full-time work, that would translate into about 5 months, which, again, compared to...
Yeah, he's not going to have too much time to help his mother, is he?
I think he still would have a significant amount of time. Like I said, he could choose, he could try and work with his probation officer to break it down in an appropriate schedule. You know, there wasn't a finding made as to the extent, and I think the district court was trying to respond to the district, to the defendant's request that he be allowed to care for his mother. He certainly could care for his mother.
Well, he's not going to be able to work anywhere else for all that period of time.
I think that's why the district court's simply set the requirement for the 2-year period of supervised release. It is a large number, but it is something that over 2 years could be done, could be worked around a work schedule, could be done to allow him to care for his mother. But it was attempting to reflect that this was a very serious offense to which he admitted a violation. It was a DUI. It was his second alcohol-related offense in a little over a year. He'd gone from public intoxication to a second, more severe offense, DUI. And then, as the probation officer mentioned in the first hearing, after sentence had been imposed, she mentioned that she'd not had a chance to note that he'd, in fact, incurred a second DUI. So there was a real reason to impose some requirements simply beyond the supervised release, so that the defendant could sort of take into account the seriousness of his actions. If the court has no further questions, I'm happy to submit.
He could work on weekends, too.
He could, Your Honor. He could work on the weekends. He could choose to work in the evening. Like we said, over 800 hours over a period of 2 years, we think is reasonable. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We're going to take a brief recess.
Okay.
This time. Don't go away.